Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Beancast episode 5. Today is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to talk probably a little bit less about knitting and spinning and a little bit more about just basically what's been going on. I'm sorry to all you people who've been waiting for this for it taking so long. Life has just been really crazy. I've got, you know, a kid getting over some sick illness, and I've got another one with a staple in her scalp because her brother decided he didn't like the fact that, you know, she got bent out of shape because he got something she didn't. I don't know. My kids are psychotic, so that's it. So basically what's been going on. First, I just want to remind y'all that I have moved blogs. My old blog address is no longer in business. I will not be using it anymore. Typepad can kiss my butt. I'm now located at ladybean73.wordpress.com. That's ladybean73.wordpress.com. So change your links or whatever you might have going on. For me, your blog lines, your blog roll, whatever, and you'll find me at the new address. What else has been going on? Well, you know, it really bugs me. Verizon really bugs me. I mean, I don't see myself switching to cable net right now because I don't see myself subscribing to cable. I personally don't watch a lot of TV anymore. Occasionally, I might watch something if the TV's on and someone else is, you know, like my husband might be watching something, or if the kids are watching something and I might be looking at the TV as I pass by and stop. But more than likely, I don't really watch a TV anymore. I was never into things like Friends. I was never into, that's right, no Friends, no Melrose Place, no 90210, none of that. It just didn't interest me. I mean, it just doesn't. And then having three kids, I, you know, try to limit what it is they watch anyway. And so naturally, I begin to become accustomed to things like Blue's Clues and Bear in a Big Blue House and The Wiggles and all sorts of other stuff that kids tend to. I knew it got bad when one day I was getting my apartment door repaired, and I'm sitting in the living room observing what's going on, and the TV's on, and the little ones are watching. What were they watching? They were watching. Out of the Box, as a matter of fact, because at that time in the mornings, I believe Out of the Box came on, and then Bear in the Big Blue House came on. So the show was already on when he showed up and started repairing the door. And I found myself singing the exit theme for Out of the Box and and singing the opening theme of Bear in the Big Blue House. And the repair guy stops, and I'm wondering, why is he not working? Come to find out, my man's looking at me going, what's wrong with her? You know, that's what I'm thinking, you know. And he says, don't worry about it. I have a little one at home, too. I know exactly what you're going through. I said, hey, it's the only TV I watch lately, you know. So, no, I don't really see myself getting cable net. So I'm with Verizon right now, and it bugs me because we're trying to cut costs here, and I just happened to check out an offer in my phone bill offering people high-speed internet, DSL, high-speed DSL through Verizon. And I just say, well, I already have service, so it's no point in me, you know, trying to call in for this offer. But I did ask some questions because I was checking something out online on the website, because, you know, I'm saying, wait a minute, high speed DSL, I'm thinking DSL is high speed compared to dial up DSL is high speed, what's the deal? So I went to infospeed@verizon.net and checked my actual speed, and I am getting just under what they consider to be the lower speed DSL. I checked on an independent DSL speed testing site and also came up short of 768 kilobytes per second as a maximum download speed, 128 kilobytes per second as a maximum upload speed. And I'm saying to myself, hold on, because I'm looking at this site here on Verizon, and it's telling me that for almost $40, I will get either the higher speed, which happens to be up to, I think, 5 megabytes per second or something like that, which is a lot of, you know, it's a lot of information, but you know, it's like up to 3 or 5 megabytes per second or something like that for the high speed DSL, and they're charging $37.99 whether you get the fast speed or the slow speed, but only if you are unwilling to do a year long contract, where if you cut it short, they will charge you $80 for a early termination fee. But if you do the year-long contract and you want the lower speed DSL, you will pay anywhere from $15 to $18 a month, plus taxes and fees and charges and stuff like that. Or for $30, you will get the higher speed DSL. So I called them and I ripped them a new hole. I said, how do you get off charging people $37.99 regardless of what speed they have, just because they're not committing to a one-year contract? I mean, now, this, I mean, not just to, you know, get on their butts about it, but I gotta ask people, you know, I gotta ask myself, who's gonna sign up for Verizon and decide, really, that they're not gonna be using the service for at least a year? I mean, if you're here temporarily and you know you're not gonna be here a year, that's fine. You won't want to sign up for a year-long contract, especially if you're here on business, you know? Although I would assume if you're on business, whoever's paying you to be here would probably be willing to spare you enough money to get the higher speed DSL at any cost. But otherwise, I can't see anyone, you know, deciding to get Verizon and then suddenly decide they don't. I mean, yes, we do have a few other telephone companies, but basically they subscribe to the Verizon lines because Verizon owns all the lines here. And I have a friend who has another phone company, what name I can't remember right now. But the thing is, she can't get DSL on her line because of it. She can only have the dial-up. Poor woman can only have dial-up. Because even though... Oops, almost fell out the chair. Even though she has lines that are owned by Verizon, Verizon is not providing her service. Excuse me a moment. I had a little family situation going on. But we're back in business here. So, yeah, my friend has a phone service, phone company, that does not allow her DSL, I guess because of some contract that they have with Verizon going on. So she's able to get, supposedly, phone service for, you know, less money than the average Verizon user, although I really don't know how much she's paying. But, I mean, for the most part, I think that a people who are using DSL through Verizon and would rather have phone DSL than cable net are not going to leave Verizon just because the phone service is cheaper with another company when they know they can't get DSL through the other company. Now, if they don't mind switching to cable net or, you know, satellite or something, then I guess maybe they would go ahead and switch to a different telephone company. But I'm not in a market for cable net right now, so I'm fine with it. It's just that I felt really cheated that these people were willing to charge people a whole $20 more than what I can pay if I simply commit to a one-year contract. And I'm saying, who wouldn't want to commit to a one-year contract when you know you ain't going nowhere for the next 15, 20 years? I mean, really? Now, so here I told them, I said, that's kind of stupid to sit there. And not even that, you know, I understand, like, with cell phones, the prepaid phone cards that you get with that some phone companies, you know, you can pay as you go, but like if you buy a $50 card, you don't get nearly as many minutes out of it as if you were to get a contract with a cell phone company and pay $50 a month. You'll get 4 or 5 times as many minutes for that $50 than you would with a prepaid. And I think that really sucks. And I can see it's the similarity between, well, if you commit to a one-year contract, you can get it cheaper by the month as opposed to paying month to month. But I still think $20 is a rather exorbitant difference in price. So, you know, Verizon gets the crap finger right now, the down thumb right now, because, I mean, that's a rip. It's a real rip. There's no reason for them to charge that big a difference. I mean, they have their little things where they offer new customers a lower price than ongoing customers. I can understand that. But the significant difference between month-to-month and not prepaid, but contract service, that's a rip. For home phone service, cell phones do what they want to do. But home phone service? Then the salesperson had the nerve to ask me when I was switching to the lower DSL and using a contract, since I'm already getting the lower DSL, if you will. You know, She asked me if I wanted a Verizon cell phone. That's when I hung up on her. I just couldn't take it no more. I said, what the heck is wrong with these people? So, you know, crap. Verizon can kiss my hairy butt. Actually, I don't have a lot of hair in my butt. I don't have any hair in my butt, just so you know. I I'm female. So, yeah. If you've been looking at my blog lately, you'll notice that I've been working on some death mittens. Well, I call them death mittens because they make me crazy and I almost wanted to, you know, throttle someone to death in the process. I jacked up the thumb and I accidentally did the thumb in the wrong color. But you know what? They're my mittens. They're not being gifted to anyone. So I'm just going to leave them that way because I swear if I have to rip that thumb out and do it over in the right color, I just won't do it. If you were listening to episode 4, you might note that I said I was going to rip Kiri. But I've decided I'm going to keep Kiri. I'm just going to finish Kiri and get her done because there are so many other lace projects I want to try. Anything from shawls to scarves to socks. And things just aren't working out right. So I'm thinking I have lace karma coming at me. It's like, if you don't finish this project you started, you're not going to be able to do anything else right. And I feel like that's what's going on. So I really don't dislike Kiri. And the yarn isn't a favorite. But I do like the yarn, just not for this project. So I'm going to, I know, people tell me, just don't change, you know, change, oops, excuse me, knock the phone off. There we go. Don't change, you know, don't do Kiri in that yarn. Change the yarn. But that would require ripping and starting over. And, you know, call me lazy, but I just don't feel like doing that. I did, however, rip Pico. I ripped Pico from limb, to cuff, to neck, to everything. I just said no. Pico was just not going to work. First of all, I am a short-waisted person, which really means fat. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to, you know, apologize for offending anybody. Because the reality of it is, if you are shaped like me, and that is pretty much shaped like a barrel, then you don't have a waist. I don't come in at the waist. So there's no point in me using waist shaping. Waist shaping at a seam line, you know, on the sides, that might work for me. I do own stuff like that. But what possessed me to use a pattern that had waist shaping at the front, that just is tacky. It looked okay in the back, but in the front, it just didn't look right. Maybe it was the decrease method or what have you that made it look bad. But it looked like a failed attempt at putting a line where I would cut out the fabric to put pockets in or something. You know what I'm talking about. That's just, it's like, where's the pocket? You know? So, it had to get ripped. I like the yarn. It's a pretty red. My favorite color, by the way. But it just wasn't looking right with those decreases there in the front. It just pointed out where my nipples were. It just, you know, the line where my nipples would be if I didn't have a bra, it'd just be right there on my chest, on my stomach. So I decided, go ahead and laugh, that's right. So I just decided Pico had to get ripped out. I'm not really sure. It's kind of in the stages of a shapely tank, but I don't think that's going to work out either. Not because Anna warned me not to do that because she had problems with the, you know, the neckline and strap area. Well, actually, she did the one with the sleeves on it. So, you know, like where the straps would be if it were a tank, actually. You know, she had problems with that, and I'm not looking forward to having problems with that, so I'm going to leave it alone for now. The yarn's in flux. I don't know what I'm doing with it. It's just sitting there cussing at me and calling me names because it's got a needle stuck up its butt. But hey, it's just going to have to deal because right now I'm into something else. So, yeah. Speaking of something else, it's time to get back into socks. I've been checking out blogs and quite a few people are making socks with their 2-ply hand spun. Probably lace or fingering weight, which is, I've got about 280 yards of that myself and I just didn't know what to do with it. And so I've decided that it is going to become a pair of socks. So look out for that. What else have I got in store for you? Churro! Yes! Thank you, Sarah. Morg Sarah of the teleknitter.blogspot.com fame sent me 2 ounces of a Churro Corriedale blend fiber, which looks very rough, but it doesn't feel nearly as rough as it looks. It is rougher than, it is a rough feeling fiber to me, but it's still way softer than it looks like it should feel. because it's just, it's beautiful, and it's a nice little brown that, you know, see, I don't know about y'all, but me, I like to be able to dye stuff unless I buy it pre-dyed, which is why I usually wouldn't buy a yarn this color if it's not already dyed this color. So I'm going to attempt to throw some color in it somehow, but it is going to become a felted bowl because it's soft. It does feel soft. I don't think I can wear it on the body, and I don't have enough to make anything that I could wear with it because it's coming out. It's roving. It's not top. It's roving, which means it's just helter-skelter fibers and not aligned fibers and little hairs sticking out everywhere. And so I guess I could make a hat out of it, but it's coming out. I'm still spinning some of it. And it's coming out very, very fine. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to make a hat out of it because that will take me, you know, 55 million years. And I don't have that long. I have some on a toilet paper bobbin, toilet paper roll bobbin. And I don't know how many yards it is. But it's already 2-ply. And the rest I'm spinning up, I'm going to 2-ply that. And then I'm going to cable it all together into a 4-ply. That is going to be fun. Yeah, what else? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yes. Dying. No, I'm not dying. I hope not. I just dyed up some silk hankies in rainbow colors of red, yellow, green, and blue. I know if you've seen them on the blog or in my Flickr account, it looks orange. It is an orangey yellow, but it's really supposed to be yellow. That's what the color thing said. It said golden yellow. I used red, golden yellow, royal blue, and Kelly green. Those are the names of colors that Wilton's Food Dyes uses. So that's, you know, I picked those out of a hat, really, and just because that's where I keep my Wilton's dyes. And I chose to put them in spectral order. And I had a ball painting them up, and they dyed quick. They dyed quick. I put them in the microwave, and it I didn't have to. Usually they tell you when you're dying with the microwave, you heat for 2 minutes, let it cool, then heat for two. I didn't feel the need to heat again, so I let it go at that. I cool it off, and then I put it up and let it dry. And it dried quick. It dried in 1 day. Everything else takes a day and a half, but, you know, it is summer, so that might have something to do with it. So I dyed up some hankies, and I spun one, and I think I really need to reevaluate how I stretched them out because it's a lot thinner than I expected. My plan was to spin up the hankies with a thickness that I would be able to knit a dream swatch. The dream swatch is like a headband scarf type thing. It's a pattern available for free at the Garter Belt, thegarterbelt.com. And I really love that pattern, but I have the actual yarn it calls for, which is Alchemy Bamboo. Is it bamboo? Yeah, Alchemy Bamboo. Or is it? No, I don't think it's soy silk. It's Alchemy Bamboo, I believe. And it would be a real, you know, head banging case to dye that. So I would rather just leave it the color it is, but it's not variegated. It's a solid pink. So, I mean, I could do dream swatch in that, but I'd rather, you know, make it my own. So this is really what I was hoping to spin up the silk hankies for. So hopefully I'll be able to draft it a little bit thicker so that I could spin it thicker, because I'm not going to ply it. It's just going to be the single ply. I attempted to ply silk in the past, and it wasn't happening for me, so I'm just going to leave it a single ply. Gundy, I know you're out there listening. This one's for you. My friend Susan from Germany feels that she talked me into knitting 4 socks at a time on 1 super long magic loop. I don't know how we got into the discussion of super long magic loops, but somehow she says she talked me into it. I raised the subject of the challenge of knitting 4 socks at once. I didn't think anyone would take me seriously, but she did. And she sent me a 60-inch magic loop, well, 60-inch Addy Turbo needle in an appropriate size. And I, after a day or so, managed to get 4 socks cast onto this needle. And it worked for a while, but then it really started bothering my wrists. So I had to let it go. And the tangling just drove me up the wall. But no, I did not lose my mind, Gundy.
You can't lose something you didn't have, you know?
But, and I had to take all the socks off, but,
it's all right. I managed to get, you know, as far as I did, and I don't feel like a failure for it. I did the best I could. That's when, you know, so, what else can I talk about here? I'm looking at my list of things to talk about. Mason Dixon Knitting, ball band disc gloves. Now, here's the thing. I've used sugar and cream yarn before and never paid attention to the pattern on the ball band. If I did, I don't recall it looking anything like what's in the Mason Dixon Knitting book. For what it's worth, when I first got into it, I was only a crocheter, which might be why I don't recall paying much attention to the pattern on the band, because it may have been because the pattern was knitting only, and so I said, well, forget it, because I can't knit. I can only crochet. But now I look back on it, and I said, this is a really nice pattern I can work with. And everyone's saying, you know, wow, it's on the ball band. They still print it on the ball band, so why are people buying the book? I don't know. I bought the book without even thinking about the dishcloth and was surprised to find it in there. And I have yet to actually look at a ball band to see if the pattern's on there, but people are saying it is. This is not to discourage people from buying the book, y'all. It's just, you know, if you only want that pattern, then why buy the book? But there are lots of other patterns in there that are really nice, and so I think that you should buy it if you really want to. But, I might just trade it away for something. I'm so bad. So, yeah. What else is going on here? I've spun up some Churro Corriedale. I've spun up a dyed Hank. What else have I got going on? Really, I don't have anything else except maybe to start that sock and two-ply Columbia roving that I've dyed. And after that, there's really nothing left. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening, I know there are male knitters out there. I don't know if any of them actually listen to this. But I just want to remind you again, my blog has moved. LadyBean73.wordpress.com. You can still reach me at LadyBean@gmail.com. And I'll check y'all out some other time. Bye now.